Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the straight and narrow path is the only one that has no traffic problems. We're happy to have the privilege again of Bible study, and we're hopeful that as we look at the Word of God, we're able to learn what God would have us to know about His will. We want to get back to our study now concerning the subject, how could the Bible be lost? We read an account in 2 Chronicles 34 where the Word of God was lost. The children of Israel had become so negligent of the Word of God that they had laid it up in the temple and it had been lost. But when they found it, Josiah, the new king, a man who wanted to do right, Josiah encouraged them to read the Word of God. He read it in their hearing so that they might know what God wanted them to do. I believe that it's possible for the Word of God to be lost today. Even though the Bible is the inspired book of God, that is, God gave the men the words that are recorded in the Bible, it is God-breathed, even though that's the case, men still turn away from the Word of God. There are those who believe the Bible is not all that important. There are those who think that it's not complete. And so there are those who just simply neglect the Word of God. They go day in and day out without reading the Bible, and they spend more time with their newspaper than they do with the Word of God. And, of course, the Word of God is the book that tells us how to get to heaven. You would see the difference in importance. But this is the kind of situation we have in our world today. We must treat the Word of God properly. When Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13, he said that he was thankful to God for them because they received the word as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in them that believe. The Bible then indeed is the book which has been given by inspiration, and it must be treated in a proper manner. It's not the word of man. Now, man might tell you, here's my advice on a subject. And you listen to him and you decide, that's not good advice. I'm not going to do it. That's perfectly legitimate. That's perfectly right. However, if God says, this is my will about it, then it doesn't stand to reason that I have the right to come along and say, well, I don't know whether I'll do that or not. I differ with that, and so I'll just turn it down. Paul said, when the word of God was taught to you, you received it not like the words of men, but you received it as the word of God that works in those that believe. So very clearly, the word of God must be treated in a proper way. In Acts 17 and verse 11, Paul says the people of Berea were more noble than they of Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and search the scriptures daily to see whether these things be so. Look at the marks of nobility that are clear with the church, with the brethren at Thessalonica, or rather at Berea. He says about those of Berea, they're more noble than some of the people that he had encountered in Thessalonica. Well, why? Because, number one, they received the Word of God with readiness of mind. Once in a while, somebody will say, you'll never convince me. Well, I'm sure that's true. When a person says, I've already made up my mind and I'm not going to change my mind, there's no question but that I'll never convince him. On the other hand, if a person has an open mind and receives what is spoken with a ready mind, then there's the possibility of helping him in the study of the Word of God. All right, they received it with all readiness of mind. And number two, they searched the Scriptures daily to see if they were being taught the truth. That is, it was a book that they searched. David said, "The word of the Lord I meditate on both day and night." That was the first of the Psalms. He was simply saying he gave time to meditating and thinking about the word of the Lord both day and night. So the Bible then is a book to be considered, to be thought about. And so they searched the scriptures, but look how they did that. They searched the scriptures daily. That means they constantly, every day, spend some time with the scriptures. Wouldn't that make a tremendous difference in the thinking of men if we could just get people to spend some time every day with the scriptures? Instead of people taking the life of an unwanted, unborn baby and saying that we have that right to do it and women have that right of choice, instead of that, we would simply have a situation where people would understand and respect the sanctity of life. Instead of people going about and just living careless, reckless lives, we'd find people trying to order their conduct after the teachings of the Bible. Look what this would do. Matthew 7 and verse 12. "All things whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do ye even so unto them." Now, we have paraphrased that. "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." And that just simply means that we treat other people with the same kind of respect that we expect to receive for ourselves. Not only is that true, but if we applied the principles of Christianity to our life, we would be better neighbors. We would be better people who live in the community. And we would not take advantage of other people who are round about us, accepting the fact that we live in a world that is today neglecting an understanding of the Word of God. We have lost the Bible, and we're not interested in what the Word of God says. If you think that we haven't come to that point, you listen to a talk show on television and listen when somebody says they don't believe in a thing or they believe a certain thing because the Bible says so. You watch how quickly those who sponsor the program will come and say, "Now we're not talking about the Bible here." They're ashamed and embarrassed that the Word of God was even mentioned on their program. Well, it may be very well true that they don't want to hear what God said on these matters. But friends, that didn't change what the Bible teaches. We ought to appreciate the fact that the Word of God has been given to us. Instead of us allowing the Bible to be a forgotten, lost book, it ought to become a part of our everyday walk and activity. So the people of Berea would search the scriptures daily, and what they were doing, they were trying to find out if they were being taught the truth. Daily they went to their Bible to see if teachers, including Paul, were teaching them what is in the Word of God. That would stop a lot of foolishness as far as teaching is concerned in our world today if everybody would just simply check what your preacher says by the Word of God and make the comparison. We do appreciate this opportunity of Bible study again today. We hope that you'll listen tomorrow, and we'd like to remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.